If I could have Tom come up. Where is Tom?
He's behind. I'm saying,
hey, Tom.
Saying, do you want to have them sit down?
Yeah. Going to have you sit here. We get a chair separated. As Shane mentioned, after examination, not only doctrinally, you all may be seated, I'm sorry. not only examination of Tom doctrinally, but also an examination of life. We have brought him before you and appreciate the fact that we have participated in the process of recognizing Tom as one whom God has called to be an under-shepherd here at Springs of Life Bible Church. And as part of the ordination of into the gospel ministry as an elder here at Springs of Life, we ask him publicly various questions. And we'd like to do that at this time, and you may answer, I do, if you agree with the following. Do you affirm your complete agreement with God's inerrant, infallible word as the only standard for faith and practice?
I do.
Do you fully affirm your agreement with the biblical beliefs and doctrines as contained in the 1689 Baptist Confession of Faith as adopted by Springs of Life Statement of Faith?
I do.
Do you completely affirm your agreement with the Constitution of the Springs of Life Bible Church?
I do.
Do you pledge to uphold and defend these beliefs against all those who might seek to overthrow them?
I do.
Do you further pledge to refrain from teaching anything contrary to the expressed beliefs of the Springs of Life Bible Church or encouraging anyone who would?
I do.
By God's grace, Tom, do you commit to upholding the qualifications of an elder as found in Titus 1 and 1 Timothy 3 to the best of your God-given ability as you serve your brothers and sisters in this body?
I do.
Do you agree to graciously step down from your elder position at Springs of Life Bible Church if at any time your life fails to meet the qualifications of an elder, and if you come to hold a theological position that is contrary to the theological positions held by Springs of Life?
I do.
Well, Tom, in response to those answers or those questions, the examination that has been taking place over the past really 8 months, we welcome you, brother, as an elder here at Springs of Life Bible Church and into the gospel ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I would ask Shane and Brad to come at this time. Shane is going to lay hands on our, we're all going to lay hands on our brother, and Shane's going to lift him up in prayer.
Let's pray. Father, before we can thank you of anything, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you that in him everything necessary for our salvation has been accomplished and purchased. Yes, for our good, but ultimately, Lord, for your name's sake and your glory. Father, we thank you for your sovereign and gracious hand in moving in such a way to make yourself evident. Lord, we thank you for the ever-present Holy Spirit who promises to be with us in the light of the task of which you've called us. Father, I pray specifically in these moments for our brother in Christ, Tom. It's amazing to see, Lord, that in these seemingly short 8 months, Father, how you have even knit us to a close relationship, Lord, only because of the gospel. Father, I pray in two specific ways this morning. Lord, I pray for Tom, first and foremost, as a follower of you. May his service to this body be out of the overflow of the delight in which you grow him in day by day. As we just saw, Lord, may he not seek to serve out of compulsion or shamefully or driven by domineering desires, Lord, but may it be done in light of looking to the grace and kindness and good shepherding of his good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Lord, but even above and beyond the reality of shepherding, helping shepherd this flock, I pray, Lord, as you would first help him first shepherd his first flock, at this point in time, his wife. Lord, would you graciously continue to grow him into a man who loves Aaron as you graciously loved your bride. Thank you for the gift of what it is to graciously have a spouse who comes alongside as a partner in gospel ministry. But Lord, I pray that you would guard his heart, as I ask for all of those men in this room to guard our hearts from pursuing the task you've put before us in any detriment to our spouse, and Lord, as you see fit, our children. May we shepherd this flock out of the overflow of you strengthening us first to shepherd our first flock, our family. And Father, again, is our prayer, our aim, that all that's been said and done this morning, as I've heard Tom with my very own ears, his deep desire over and over again, that this time would not be about Tom, but would be about the glory of the one who saved Tom. Would be about the glory of the one who called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. For the glory of the one who brought us from death to life, from blindness to seeing, from deafness to hearing. God, may this too and the days to come be all for the magnification, the hallowing, the treasuring, the revering, and the worship of the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask again and pray that in these coming days we would recognize your good, loving gifts to your church, and that we would joyfully long to make much of you collectively as a bride. And Father, may we, as the under-shepherds, look to you and confess our absolute inability. So Lord, I pray, as I pray for all of us, but I pray specifically for these four men up here, Father, would you get us out of the way? Would you be our strength, our joy, and our delight? And Father, may, as you continue to stir us closer to you, may we, by your grace, stir those around us to deeper affection for you as well. Father, we ask, yes, that you would continue to do and work and move among us as you see fit. But Lord, again, it is not for the fame of the name on our sign. It is not for Springs of Life Bible Church and this little pocket of the kingdom. It is for the grand global kingdom and our great King. And we ask it in his precious and holy and righteous name. Amen.